بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The qualities of the Ansar. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates with a song, welcome to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Bahrain. Whilst the Muhajireen and Ansar heard about it from each other, they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam early in the morning. The rest of the hadith is lengthy, but in it Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to the Ansar, as far as I know, you people turn out in large numbers when situations are hazardous, and turn out in small numbers when the occasion arrives for receiving something. You're always there to assist others and care little about receiving things for yourself. You are always there to assist others and care little about receiving things for yourselves. Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah once said to Abu Talha radiallahu anhu, convey my salam to your people, that means the Ansar, and inform them that as far as I know, they are extremely chaste and patient people. Another narration from Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that when Abu Talha radiallahu anhu visited Rasulullah during the illness in which Rasulullah passed away, Rasulullah said to him, convey my salam to your people, that is the Ansar, for they are extremely chaste and patient people. Abdullah bin Shaddad radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah visited Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu as he was on his deathbed. Rasulullah said to him, O chief of his people, may Allah reward you well. You have fulfilled that pledge. You fulfill the pledge that you made to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and Allah shall certainly fulfill His pledge to you. Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that Rasulullah said, no harm can come to a woman, whether she stays between two homes of the Ansar or between her own parents. In other words, praising the quality of the Ansar radiallahu anha. So Rasulullah in these few statements mentioned some specific qualities about the Ansar radiallahu anha. One is the extremely chaste people. Number two, they're patient people. Then he spoke about them when it's a situation for them to get something. You don't see so many of them coming to get something, you know, some hadiah or some sadaqah or some wealth of this world. Then they don't come in numbers. But when the situation demands for them to assist, to go out in the path of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, etc., then you see them in large numbers. So that's a very important quality that they had. They're ready to assist others and care little about receiving things of this world. And if Rasulullah is saying and explaining about these qualities, it's something very unique, something special, we should also strive to bring in our lives. And he spoke about that a woman, in other words, to talk about how safe she would be, just as how in her parents' home she's safe, if she stays between two Ansar's home, in the left and the right, the Ansar people that she have living as their neighbors, and she's in between, then it's same like living with her parents. They'll take care of her, they look after her needs, and it's also important for us to also take care of our neighbors, people living on our right and on the left, in between us, should feel safe that I have these people who love, they are out of the way to take care of me and worry about me as well. Allah give us the tawfiq.